Later Muslims began to piece together these fragmentary references to create a coherent narrative. Influenced perhaps by the stories told by Jewish mystics of their ascent through the seven heavens to the throne of God, they imagined their prophet making a similar spiritual flight. The first account of this night journey, Isra, is found in the 8th century biography by Ibn Ishaq. In this extended story, Gabriel lifted the prophet onto a heavenly steed, and together they flew through the night to Jerusalem, where they alighted on the site of the ancient Jewish temple, the remote house of the Quran. There they were greeted by Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and all the great prophets of the past, who welcomed Muhammad into their fellowship and invited him to preach to them. Afterwards, the prophets all prayed together. Then a ladder was brought, and Muhammad and Gabriel climbed to the first of the seven heavens and began their ascent to the divine throne. At each stage, Muhammad met and conversed with some of the greatest of the prophets. Adam presided over the first heaven, where Muhammad was shown a vision of hell. Jesus and John the Baptist were in the second heaven, Joseph in the third, Enoch in the fourth, Moses and Aaron in the fifth and sixth, and finally Muhammad met Abraham in the seventh, on the threshold of the divine realm. Most writers leave the final vision of God in reverent obscurity because it was literally ineffable, lying beyond the reach of speech. Muhammad had to abandon ordinary human concepts, going beyond the lote tree, the boundary of mundane knowledge. Even Gabriel could not accompany him on this last stage of his journey. He had to leave everybody and, the later mystics insisted, even himself behind to lose himself in God. The story of the night journey and the heavenly ascent is an event that, in some sense, happened once, but which also happens all the time. It represented a perfect act of Islam, a self-surrender that was also a return to the source of being. The story became the paradigm of Muslim spirituality, outlining the path that all human beings must take, away from their preconceptions, their prejudices, and the limitations of egotism. The vision did not result in a Quranic revelation. It was a personal experience for the prophet himself. But placed as it is by the early biographers at this particular moment of Muhammad's life, it is a wonderful commentary on the deeper subtext of these external events. Muhammad was being compelled by circumstances over which he had little control to leave Mecca and everything that was dear and familiar to him, at least for a while. He had to move beyond his original expectations and transcend the received ideas of his time.